This is Ozarks at Large. A new airline is coming to Northwest Arkansas Regional Airport and bringing discounted nonstop fares to Denver with it. Yesterday, Frontier Airlines officially named XNA as its 100th city to fly into and out of. People flying out of XNA yesterday morning might have panicked just a bit when they saw a large group of folks in the ticketing area. But the approximately 100 people weren't waiting to check bags. They were waiting for Jonathan Neild from Frontier Airlines to make this announcement.
Nonstop service to Denver, Colorado, starting at $39.
Those $39 flights are on Tuesdays. In all, the nonstops from XNA to Denver will be offered on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays. Kelly Johnson, the chief operating officer at XNA, says the airport has been seeking airlines to provide lower fares since the facility opened. The efforts to recruit the discount carrier to the airport lasted a long time.
It's years. It's not overnight. It is literally years. And you've got to compete. I mean, we have to compete with the hundreds of other airports that are chasing the same airline and the same service we are. So, very long game. But once we finally get to the point where the numbers work, remember, the airlines aren't a utility. They're not here just because they like us, although all of our airlines like us a lot. They're here because they've got shareholders to answer to, and they need to make a profit. But as I laugh sometimes with some of our other carriers, you know, we want you to be healthy, but you don't have to make all of your profit from XNA.
Johnson says the Denver to Northwest Arkansas route isn't just a random decision for either XNA or Frontier. She says traveling from the Ozark Mountains to the Rocky Mountains is a common event.
Well, they're the second largest market out of our region, believe it or not. And I can attest to you over spring break, my daughter and her extended family on their side of the family drove to Denver. I think all in there were over 20 of them that went. And because of the fare component out here and being spring break, there was just not a good option for them. So as I've said, and I continue to say, and people get sick of hearing me say, you're 7 times safer in the air than you are on the highway. So we want to see these people on these airplanes, not only because it helps our business and helps grow our business, it keeps them safer.
The Northwest Arkansas Council, an entity that researches and issues reports about the health of the region related to everything from medicine to labor force, has long been advising that additional air service in general and a low-cost airline in particular are necessary elements to be added to the region. At yesterday's announcement, the Northwest Arkansas Council was represented by Rod Bigelow, Executive Director and Chief Diversity and Inclusion Officer at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. Bigelow says a discount flight from XNA to the West is critical.
Having new affordable air service in our region creates that ability to attract and retain talent. Affordable flights going west certainly creates additional business community opportunities, but also allows our leisure travels to have better and broader experiences.
Jonathan Neild, Senior Manager, Network Planning for the airline, says Frontier is a relatively new company with a fleet of recently built planes and with more than 200 more planes on order through the early years of the 2020s. He says that is a plan for growth.
I think in the next year alone, you're going to see us grow, call it roughly about 20%. And, you know, we're that 20% on already a pretty decent sized airline. That's a lot of airplane growth. So we're looking for those opportunities everywhere. And you know, like I said, here's the next best one. And we may continue and hope to continue to invest here even more in the future.
And the first question Neild received after the nonstop flight to Denver was announced: where else will you fly from XNA? His response: let's see how this service does at the airport and then stay tuned. The first Frontier flights from Northwest Arkansas to Denver will begin in June. And the machinations to getting a partnership between an airport and an airline are multi-layered. We'll hear more about how Excel sheets and all kinds of data led to a new airline landing at XNA on Weekend Ozarks at Large. That's Sunday morning at 9 on 91.3 KUAF.